10 Ways the National Budget Will Impact You, by Jürgen Eckmann, at Consult by Momentum. The 2026 national budget, delivered by an upbeat Enoch Godungwana, seemed chock-a-block. With good news, a credit rating upgrade, removal from the FATF grey list, debt finally stabilizing after nearly two decades, the withdrawal of R20 billion in proposed tax increases. On paper, South Africa certainly looks like a country regaining its footing. But, reality check, our actual growth numbers are not yet cause for celebration. GDP is projected at 1.6% this year, inching towards 2% over the medium term. That's progress, but it's not the picture of a booming economy. For consumers, this is a budget that offers relief and even opportunity, but definitely not rescue. In other words, while the policy is moving in the right direction, wealth creation and preservation remain a personal responsibility. With that in mind, here are 10 ways the 2026 budget will actually impact the average South African, and what you should be thinking about in response. 1. Bracket creep relief. Finally, when government adjusts personal income tax brackets in line with inflation, it increases the income thresholds at which higher tax rates apply by roughly the same percentage as inflation. After 2 years of frozen brackets, the tax tables have finally been adjusted again, to the relief of many salaried South Africans. This helps to stop the erosion of purchasing power that many earners experienced, as nominal salary increases pushed them into higher marginal rates without any real gain in income. 2. Your tax-free savings cap just increased. The annual tax-free savings account, TFSA, contribution limit rises to R46,000, an additional R10,000 per year, growing entirely tax-free. If you're in a position to use it, this is one of the most efficient wealth-building tools available. The reality, however, is that many households are withdrawing from retirement savings under the two-pot system to survive, which puts their retirement at risk. If you can save, maximize it and realize the full power of compound interest. And try to leave your retirement savings pot well alone. 3. Retirement contributions. A bigger win than you realize. The retirement fund deduction cap has increased significantly, and for higher earners especially, this enhances tax efficiency while building long-term capital. In a country where state support in retirement is extremely limited, these adjustments are also an indication that government expects the bulk of the retirement responsibility to sit squarely on your shoulders. 4. The R20 billion tax hike that didn't happen. Government withdrew previously proposed tax increases due to stronger than expected revenue collection. This is positive and supports confidence in SA, but it is not guaranteed to repeat itself if growth disappoints, so treat it as a welcome but probably temporary reprieve. 5. Debt stabilization. Why this matters for your bond. Gross debt is projected to peak and gradually decline. The deficit is narrowing. Debt service costs are easing. For consumers, this improves the long-term interest rate outlook. When government borrows less, it competes less aggressively for capital, and over time, this supports lower borrowing costs and improved asset valuations. But don't celebrate too soon. The reality is that our debt still remains elevated. Stabilization is a good foundation to work from, but should not be seen as a comfort zone. 6. R1 trillion for infrastructure. If it's delivered, planned infrastructure spending exceeds R1 trillion over the medium term, with transport, logistics and energy being key focus areas. If executed efficiently, this investment in infrastructure will lower the cost of doing business and support job creation. However, if mismanaged, it becomes another missed opportunity. Execution will determine whether consumers feel the benefit. 7. Municipal dysfunction still threatens property values. Over 60% of municipalities are in financial distress, with water backlogs, electricity distribution failures and governance weaknesses having direct and harsh repercussions for property owners. Municipal performance increasingly affects long-term property valuations, and so this risk deserves a place in estate and retirement planning conversations with your financial advisor. 8. Small business owners gain some structural relief. The VAT registration threshold has increased, reducing compliance burdens for many smaller operators. Capital gains tax exclusions for business disposals and primary residences have also improved. While these are not headline reforms, they materially enhance succession planning and retirement exits for entrepreneurs. 9. The savings paradox. Government is encouraging higher savings rates while nearly half the population depends on social support. For those with surplus income, this is one of the more favorable savings environments in years. Low inflation, improved fiscal credibility, expanded tax-efficient limits. For those without surplus, survival understandably takes priority. And so while policy can create opportunity, it cannot create disposable income. 10. Cautious optimism is the only prudent view. Credit upgrades, fiscal discipline and reform momentum are real. But 1.6% growth in a country with unemployment above 30% is stabilization, and stabilization only. This is a budget that rewards discipline. If you manage tax efficiently, save consistently and invest with a long-term horizon, the policy backdrop is moving in your favor. Now is the time to consult with a qualified professional, such as a financial advisor, who can help you take advantage of these changes in your favor. Ends. Author at Jürgen Eckmann, consult by Momentum Plus posts bio at Jürgen Eckmann, consult by Momentum /Malongui-disabled-link-tax-hike-risk. Don't do it, Mr. Finance Minister. At Jürgen Eckmann, consult by Momentum /Malongui-disabled-link youth employment and personal finance experts share comment on Sona 2024 share on your socials.